Training. Step 1. Once there was a shoemaker couple. They were good people, but poor. They had only enough leather for one pair of shoes. They cut it neatly and put it aside.
Let's make shoes tomorrow, the husband said.
The next morning, there were beautiful shoes on the table. A lady came into their shoe store and bought the shoes.
These shoes are amazing! I will take them!
The couple bought more leather with the money.
Who made the shoes for us? They thought.
They hid behind a door and waited. Two little elves appeared and started to make shoes. When all the work was done, they disappeared. Every night, the elves made shoes for them. Their shoe store became popular. Christmas was approaching.
Let's make new clothes for the elves for Christmas, the wives suggested.
They made perfect little clothes and shoes for the elves. That night, the elves saw the gifts on the table. They smiled with joy. They put on the new clothes and flew away. Step 2. Once there was a shoemaker couple. They were good people, but poor. They had only enough leather for one pair of shoes. They cut it neatly and put it aside.
Let's make shoes tomorrow, the husband said.
The next morning, there were beautiful shoes on the table. A lady came into their shoe store and bought the shoes.
These shoes are amazing! I will take them!
The couple bought more leather with the money.
Who made the shoes for us?
They thought. They hid behind a door and waited. Two little elves appeared and started to make shoes. When all the work was done, they disappeared. Every night, the elves made shoes for them. Their shoe store became popular. Christmas was approaching.
Let's make new clothes for the elves for Christmas.
The wives suggested. They made perfect little clothes and shoes for the elves. That night, the elves saw the gifts on the table. They smiled with joy. They put on the new clothes and flew away. Step 3. Once there was a shoemaker couple. They were good people, but poor. They had only enough leather for one pair of shoes. They cut it neatly and put it aside.
Let's make shoes tomorrow, the husband said.
The next morning,
There were beautiful shoes on the table. A lady came into their shoe store and bought the shoes. These shoes are amazing! I will take them! The couple bought more leather with the money. Who made the shoes for us? They thought.
They hid behind a door and waited.
Two little elves appeared and started to make shoes. When all the work was done, they disappeared. Every night, the elves made shoes for them. Their shoe store became popular. Christmas was approaching.
Let's make new clothes for the elves for Christmas, the wives suggested.
They made perfect little clothes and shoes for the elves. That night, the elves saw the gifts on the table. They smiled with joy. They put on the new clothes and flew away.